Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're saying today that we need to keep standing steadfast. Steadfast. We're talking about the issues that face America. We're doing kind of a overview of what America has faced in the past 18 months in particular, where we stand today as a result of the so-called pandemic. It's really a plandemic. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm talking with Pastor Davis, Pastor Glenn Davis from up in Folkestone, Georgia. We always enjoy this broadcast, especially this time each week when we can talk about the worldview from a biblical standpoint. We do that each and every day, but getting more to the point of what we can do as Christians and how we need to respond as believers. But ladies and gentlemen, I just had someone to whisper in my ear in relationship to what Biden has just announced. I understand he's just announced that he's putting together a commission to study the expansion of the Supreme Court. Let me just pause very quickly and say this. If the Supreme Court gets expanded, ladies and gentlemen, we can kiss America and the Constitution goodbye. If the Supreme Court is expanded, we can kiss it goodbye from a standpoint of a Bill of Rights or a constitutional republic that we've known so long. Because whatever the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrats want, if they haven't expanded the Supreme Court, they will get certified and authorized and codified by the Supreme Court. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray seriously for our nation, for the condition of our nation. But most of all, what I'm wanting us to understand today is regardless of what takes place, we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. We need to stand firm. We do not need to bow, bend, or in any way compromise what the Word of God says for us to continue to survive as a people in this nation. Amen. I believe we have David on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, gentlemen. Good to talk with you today.
Good morning.
I just wanted to mention, I don't know, you probably heard recently, but Governor DeSantis has basically sued the CDC because of the cruise industry. He wanted to get that up and running again. I wanted to just mention that just because I have some personal issues with my family, and basically my children have been suffering. And I just wanted you to speak about the fact that the courts are still closed. My ex has been in contempt of court for 2 years, and nobody wants to hear my case. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you, Jim.
I am so sorry to hear that, but you're exactly right. We're watching today, and in case our listeners are not aware of it, most federal offices, most state offices, and many of the local offices of government are still closed. I know, for example, with what is called the HUD, HUD Housing Organization, the head of it out of D.C. and Washington and New York, most of those in the federal offices, they're still hiding in the closet and under the bed. As the listener just said, the courts are closed. Most cases are not being heard. And it's as a result of the so-called COVID that everybody's petrified of. And we've been told a lie. And as a result of that, American citizens, just as our caller David just said, suffering as a result of it, not being able to get court relief, legal relief, that he his case should have been heard.
Amen.
And so we need to be concerned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm thankful for the governor and what he's done in taking his stand for the free state, as it's called now. State of Florida and the state of Georgia is considered free states. And I believe we need to, ladies and gentlemen, be bold and brave as Christians, as conservatives. When you see somebody wearing a mask, pause a moment and ask them, why? Ask them. I asked a lady in JCPenney's the other day. We were in there and started to check out. She had a big old mask on. I said, ma'am, do you realize we're in a free state? I said, you're not a slave. We're not slaves. We're not a slave state. And she looked at me with big old eyes. Well, what do you mean? I said, tell your boss you're not wearing that mask. You're just not coming in if you've got to be forced to destroy your health by wearing a mask. That mask does not keep you from getting or giving COVID to anyone. It's just simply not scientifically true. And so you need to, and I tell my bride, everybody that I see that's got a mask on, I'm going to make it a point to stop, intersect with them, and talk about it to let them know that they don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to go around petrified and frightened that some big old boogie bear called the virus is going to get you. I'm concerned doubly because in 2020, the common flu dropped by 98.2%. And if you believe that's real, then you're just believing a fairy tale, because what they've done, they've categorized everything as COVID-19. So nobody's dying from any pneumonia today. Nobody's dying from the flu today. Most are not dying from heart attacks today. It's all COVID, because they've got to keep the numbers up in order to keep the fear so that everybody will submit and surrender and compromise our faith, compromise the scripture, compromise where we stand as Christians. And I'm against the word compromise. Let me just digress for a moment.
Amen. Amen.
Many people, Pastor, will get elected on one side of the aisle or the other and say, we've got to compromise to get anything done. We've got to reach across the aisle to get something done. Many Christians, they think, I've got to surrender some of my beliefs and my faith, compromise. But ladies and gentlemen, there's not one thing in Scripture that validates, authorizes the word compromise whatsoever.
That's a big enemy of the church. I said that for many years.
Absolutely.
I have watched many in the church, steadfast Christians, give up, go back on the values that they grew up with, just so that they could permit something to happen in another area to make life feel more comfortable. People, listen, we're not saying that the pandemic is not real. Whatever measures you think you need to take to protect yourself, fine. But just know and understand this, that God is greater than the pandemic.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And God hasn't given us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. It's Maria.
Good morning, Maria. Glad to have you on there with us.
I have two contrast and compare things and one statement. So for those of those people who are still wearing the mask today, more than 365 days after the circus has started, you're either so prideful because you think you have done everything so correctly that you have not contracted this supposed virus, or two, you feel so dumb because you've kept up this lie so long, and if you stop now, those around you will make fun of you. That's my first one. And the second one was an article that I read where 261 inmates, 255 of them that are biological males that identify as women, have requested transfer to California because of their newly passed transgender laws. So my question is, why
you're talking about those, let me interrupt a minute. You're talking about, for the clarification of our listeners, you're talking about those in federal prisons. And
correct.
They are males, biological males, but because they identify as a female gender-wise, they've been asked to be transferred to the female prison.
Correct.
Yes.
My question is, and it's more of a rhetorical question, why does a majority of male-to-female transitioners always have to become lesbian? Because me as a biological female who identifies as a female, I do not have the desire to be a lesbian. And the last statement that I have to make is there are the church in Canada. I had heard reports on the that surrounding churches are closed and submitting to the COVID rules and are happy that this church is receiving the treatment from the government.
Yes, Maria, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We need to expand on that thought for our listeners to understand. Rather than other Christians and other pastors and other churches to be sympathizing with and holding the hands up of that pastor and that church, they're all gleeful and clapping their hands and praising the authorities for shutting that church down.
And that's I did a search on Google Maps, and in the surrounding city of Edmonton, there's around 20 churches, and I request the listeners on this radio station go on to Google, find the churches around this map. You can click on the churches, you can find their website, you can click on Contact Us, and you need to reprimand these churches for the belief systems that they have. You need to tell them that they need to stand firm on the Word of God and stand fast and stand up with this church instead of demeaning and clapping and laughing and agreeing with the government and not God.
Absolutely. Well said, Maria. Thank you. Thank you so much for that input today. I believe our listeners need to understand that. Pastor, it's sad enough to see a church forced to be closed by a governmental agency, but then to find other Christians, and it's the prideful piety that they think that we're better than that. We're going to stand for this scientific, which is not scientific fact, that you need to wear a mask, that you need to have COVID 6-foot separation, that you need to shut your churches down, that you need to lock in, you need to stay home, etc. And as a result of a pastor taking a stand of obeying God rather than government, then he's now reprimanded, he's now fined, he's now being chided, his church is locked down, church has double fencing around it, and yet other Christians applauding that.
My.
I don't know if there's anything any more sad.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, that's a sad situation, and it really hurts my heart to even hear that.
Yes.
Because I was raised up by my older elders and my pastor back in the days, and I've been in the church now going on 36 years and in the ministry. I was taught, Dr. Youngblood, that two saints don't ever have any business going against each other.
Right.
Not two people connected together in the body of Christ.
Right.
I'm talking about two saved individuals. Now, if you're not saved, I can understand. Because the world, even the Bible says the world love each other. They would love his own.
Right.
If we were of the world, they would love us.
Right.
But because we stand for Christ, then they're going to be against us. But if two together are standing in Christ Jesus, they have no business opposing each other. Even when you go to 2 Corinthians, I think it is, chapter 6, it says over there, if one brother has a fault against another, they don't have any business going to court against each other to have the unjust people to make a call for them when they should be able to work this thing out amongst themselves.
Absolutely.
So why?
1 Corinthians 6.
Why would we see churches right now today not standing together and holding up the bloodstained banner and standing on the Word of God? It really hurts my heart because as we were talking before the broadcast, I have seen over the past couple of weeks, just by talking to different individuals in the church, too much fear amongst the people of God.
Absolutely, fear, frightened to death.
Do you have faith? That's my question. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm saying this with a passion on the day.
Yes.
Do you really have faith in God? Where is your faith? Mm-hmm. We need to know and understand. Jesus told us in the book of Luke, chapter 21, what we were talking about earlier today. One of the main things he said was to be not deceived. Many were going to come and say that I am the Messiah. I think, Dr. Youngblood, what people are looking for, they're looking for a Savior, but they're looking for the wrong Savior.
Wrong Savior. Wrong one. Absolutely.
Listen, the government can't save us. No man on earth can't save us. We have to put all our trust in Christ.
Absolutely.
That's why he came here and died on the cross, so that we can be free from this stuff that we are facing right now.
Absolutely. But yet, Pastor, you'll have those that's listening today will say, well, if the government says it, we need to obey government. If the government says, but ladies and gentlemen, you're sadly mistaken. You're basing it on the fact that God created government. God created the home, God created the government, and he created the church, and he did so in that order. God created government as a slave servant to God.
Amen.
And if government passes legislation, passes laws, passes rules and regulations that's antithetical to the word of God, we ought to obey God and not man.
Amen.
Peter
Amen.
Said that very clearly in Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. They had beaten him, thrown him in prison because he was preaching on the street corner. I don't know. Maybe they decided that the sound decibel was too high, but they didn't like what he was preaching. They didn't like to hear the gospel. They beat him, threw him in jail. Next day they released him. He did the same thing again. They arrested him, said, haven't we told you that you can't do that? And he made the declaratory statement, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Amen.
And I put it in the category today, we need to obey God rather than government when it comes to anything that's said or done that's detrimental to the Christian faith, to the Christian church, to our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and our freedom of religion. Pastor, I'm looking at an article that says, Virginians to face mandatory COVID vaccinations, will they resist or will they cave in? It's becoming increasingly obvious that COVID-19 pandemic is being used as a propaganda ploy to empower government to seize control of the most elemental life choices of all American people.
My.
First, the lockdowns let governors and mostly Democrats and rhinos determine who is essential and who wasn't, and gave them the open opportunity to force the latter to stay in their homes, close their businesses, and any other tyrannical business, whether it's large or small, and the tyranny continues today. Next came the mask mandate. They force people to wear masks whenever they need to conduct business. Neither the lockdowns nor the masks do anything to stop the spread of the virus, but they do psychologically condition Americans to be controlled and subjected to heightened tyranny over nothing less than the most fundamental activities that's necessary for life itself. And this article says, and that's breathing. So they want to control everything, including our breathing now.
Amen.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Lee, I'm going to my own.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. One thing, because I called up about something else, but one thing, I think what's happened is God saying, okay, you put all your trust in all these things, you put all these trust in the world, you put all these trust in your company, you put all your trust in your country. How about everything that you put your trust in, you're going to find out doesn't really work. The only place that you should be placing your trust in is in me, in God, not about all this other stuff. And then a little bit earlier, you were talking about the flu had gone away. Well, my wife is suffering from, they call it long COVID. It's symptoms with taste and smell and things like that. There's thousands of people that have like side effects from it. So she went to her doctor, had blood work and all kinds of stuff. Well, her doctor is sitting there, Fauci this, Fauci that, Fauci this, Fauci that. And I said, well, how come there's no more flu? Oh, that's because we're wearing a mask. We don't catch the flu anymore. So there's doctors out there that are actually feeding the wrong information. So what do? Well, yesterday she's going to a different doctor. We made an appointment with somebody else because we're going to find people that are actually with the truth. And she's actually taking something that's been around since 1980. It's called ivermectin, that she found a doctor that was prescribing that, and it's actually helping her with her her COVID side effects type thing. So I've said this before, I really appreciate your ministry that you're doing and how outspoken that you are. It actually encourages other people to do the same thing, because the world is not our God. God made the world for us so that we can be in the world, but not of the world.
Amen.
So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, brother, for that. And by the way, one of the things that our listeners need to understand is kind of a footnote of what you said. I have probably had the privilege of interviewing physicians, and I'm going to say 12, 14 physicians one-on-one and others by way of their writings. And I'm amazed at these physicians, the doctors that we go to, the doctors that we place our physical trust in, to find that they've not done any personal research, they've not analyzed anything scientific about it, they're just simply believing what the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, which is not a physician at all, but Dr. Tedros with the World Health Organization, they're believing what he says, they're believing what Dr. Birx, B-I-R-X, which is part of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're believing what Dr. Fauci says, and Dr. Fauci is getting paid about $450,000 a year for his position, not counting what he can get from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, not counting what he gets with other endeavors that he's involved in. Dr. Fauci is the one that helped to create the COVID pathogen. Dr. Fauci is the one that backdoored through the National Health Institute, backdoored the funding to go to Wuhan, China, and the Wuhan, China lab. Dr. Fauci is the one that then allowed funding from the National Health Institution to go to nonprofit organizations, which in turn funded the Wuhan China Lab beyond the $3.7 million that the federal government had already funded to the Wuhan China Lab. Dr. Fauci is the one that personally went to Wuhan China and helped them set up the lab to do the investigatory splicing of viruses to create the COVID pathogen. And now supposedly Dr. Fauci is supposed to be the world savior to help us get away from the COVID pathogen. And now he's telling us that there's another strand or strain of the COVID pathogen that's coming from Africa, and that we can't stop wearing the mask. We must be vaccinated because we have other strains that's coming and we need to be prepared. And if we follow Dr. Fauci and the false, phony, fake, voodoo science that he's putting on citizens, we will never stop wearing a mask. We will always be in subjection to the government. We will always submit to what the government says. We will never again be a free people. So, Pastor, I'm concerned about where we're going, just as our caller just said. We're dealing with physicians today that should know better, but I've not found one that's done the individual research. Each one simply says, well, this is what WHO says, that's World Health Organization, this is what Dr. Fauci says, this is what CDC says, and they're following that blindly rather than having the sense to do it themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, I say this, most of these physicians' offices, all of the hospitals are receiving the PPP money from the federal government. So therefore, they can make the money by continuing to keep us living in fear, by continuing to tell us to wear the mask, by continuing to tell us that we must have the vaccination. It is the M-O-N-E-Y that's driving this whole thing.
Amen.
And I'm extremely bothered by it.
Well, that's a common thing in life, Dr. Youngblood, because if you line in the individual's pocket, you can pretty much get him to do what you want him
to
do.
Absolutely.
And this is why. Now, I have noticed over the past few months, you have some doctors speaking out against the COVID restrictions, and you have the majority of them that are for it. But if you go back and do a background check on the individuals that are speaking for it, they are the ones that's getting paid for it.
You got it. Absolutely.
So, of course, yeah, I would probably say it too.
Following the M-O-N-E-Y.
Amen. Exactly, this is what it's all about. But as far as me, myself, personally, I don't mean that literally, because I stand for Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You can't buy me. Money can't buy me.
Can't do it.
Because I know who my Savior is.
Amen.
So we have to know and understand on today. Read 2 Thessalonians. This is another scripture that we were talking about coming from today.
Yeah.
And I know we can't do it because of the time.
Share that scripture,
though. Go to 2 Thessalonians. Amen. And read, amen, in there what the Lord had to say through the Apostle Paul. Amen. About what was going to happen in the last days. He said in verse number 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, he said, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And he said in verse number 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Amen. We have been told, Dr. Youngblood, over and over and over again. And I know this is drawing a parable to what's going to happen in the millennium with the man, amen, of sin who's going to be revealed. But we want you to know that a lot of this stuff is already put in motion today.
We're watching the stage being set.
Amen.
We're watching the stage being set.
Amen.
With the falling away, the apostasy that's talked about in the scripture that you just read, that apostasy, that falling away, ladies and gentlemen, is taking place on a wholesale basis today. And one of the promulgating causes of it is for the churches having been closed down now for over a year. And George Barna, the Barna Report, and other researchers have said that perhaps as much as 50% of those that have not been in church for the past year will never go back to church.
Amen.
And
amen.
Over 50% of those churches may never reopen.
Very
in
sad.
Fact, in that same survey and that research that was done, we're finding that they're saying now that thousands of churches in America are closing each year to never reopen.
I think
the article said, one of the articles that I read in the survey said that three churches are closing every day in each of the states with thousands on a national basis.
Amen.
But ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, one of the things that we're trying to focus on today is regardless of what we see happening, regardless of what we hear taking place, we need to stand steadfast bowing, without bending. Pastor, would you open the scripture there to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and start with about verse 12. In my Bible, it's on the left page, the right column, about halfway down. But if you would read that, it's Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 12. Read verse 12, 13 for us.
Amen. 13. Amen. Verse 12 said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand."
Yes.
Amen. We have to stand on today, but we got something to stand on.
That's right.
The greatest thing we have, amen, to stand on today is the Word of God.
Word of God.
Amen.
And we stand on the Word of God, but we stand fully armored. And when you read the balance of that text, you find, ladies and gentlemen, there's the armor that needs to be put in place. If we're not armored up, we cannot do battle and win the battle.
Amen.
But we put on the whole armor and then stand, and having done all, the Scripture says stand. And Pastor, in that text, it literally means having put on the whole armor, having been armored up, you dig the heels in, you stand. You don't bow, you don't bend, you don't run, you don't shut up, you don't sit in silence. You stand and face the enemy.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're facing the enemy today, and it's not the enemy of flesh and blood. It's the enemy that is the unseen enemy that is a demonic, wicked, evil world in which we're living in, and it's that demonic, evil wickedness that's being fought out in the lives and the hearts of mankind that we see taking place today.
Amen.
We must stand. We must not sit in silence. We must stand and be heard, be seen, be visible.
Amen. And that first piece of armor, Dr. Youngblood, is centered around what your whole program is all
about.
That's right. Have your loins girt about with the
truth.
Belt of truth.
Truth.
Amen.
Absolutely.
This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to share the truth. We're trying to give you the truth on
of
today,
the word
amen,
of God.
So that you will be able to stand when you see these things happening, amen?
So the bottom line, Pastor, is should we wring our hands in hopelessness? No. Should we just live in fear? No. The Scripture is very clear. Fear not, for I am with thee, the Bible says in Joshua 4:24. Should we just sit in silence? No. We need to stand up, speak up, and be heard. Should we stand up, speak up, and not shut up? We need to do that each and every day. Should we dig in our heels? Yes, and stand without bowing, without bending. Should we bow to compromise? The answer to that is no. We
Amen.
Need to take a stand, realizing that we're facing a demonic enemy. And ladies and gentlemen, don't let that enemy defeat you. We need the truth of the Word of God, and we need to inculcate the Word of God in our hearts and our lives. And get out of the mask mandate. Take a stand and faith God. And as you talk, see people that's got a mask on, ask them, why are you wearing the mask? Let them know we're in a free state. We're not a slave state. We're not a slave people. We're not going to be slaves to the government. We're going to be free, and knowing the truth is going to set us free. Pastor, we have about 30 seconds. Would you close our broadcast with what you need to say to the people and challenge them as we go?
Amen. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, but more especially pay attention to verse number 15, where it says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." Amen. Be encouraged in Christ on today.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, keep standing. We need to stand fast without bowing and bending, and know that God is still on the throne. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
1/2 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.